only be an undemocratic thing to prevent the media access to Zimbabwe, especially global media, and even if they were to be accredited, it is still undemocratic for them to be accredited at an airport, or let alone to be accredited via the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act. The key thing is that what it shows is that the government is insensitive to media freedom, and it intends to keep a lot of things from the public eye or international attention through deporting journalists.
There were also reports today that a BBC crew in Bare was assaulted by alleged ZANU-PF supporters.
I think the primary issue here is that the government is being dishonest about its ability to hold free and fair elections, particularly where it does not address the culture of impunity against any journalist, be they a foreign correspondent or a local correspondent.